This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We ended last hour with quite the conversation. Burton Bismarck, nice comment. I know that the president probably will want to say something about that. Teddy Roosevelt is joining me as co-host today because we're in Medora. Every time I come to Medora, I get a few minutes, but never enough. So I said today, just come for the whole darn show. So I'm so glad you do this.
Well, my pleasure to be here. Of course, I wanted to say thank you to those kind words by Bert and wonderful memories of our visit to Hazen. And as I mentioned, I do like to get about not only the state of North Dakota, but Montana, Minnesota, South Dakota. We've got people from throughout the country that come and visit Medora and Theodore Roosevelt National Park. And Mr. Hennin, your listeners might like to know that well, indeed, this golf course is named for a phrase that I coined. A senator came to the White House and he said, "Mr. President, you're preaching." I said, "Senator, you're right. And the presidency is a bully pulpit, too." And the golf course here, of course, takes its name from that phrase that I used. And again, revisit the theme in part of your show, the presidency is indeed the bully pulpit, as is a governorship or a mayorship. The president of a school board has a bully pulpit. And in each way, each of us as citizens has a bully pulpit in our community. Let us all use it with great responsibility and care and concern for our neighbor.
That is well said, my man. Bully!
Bully! Bully indeed.
This is such a beautiful view here, the Bully Pulpit Golf Course. It's just a world-class course, top 10 in the nation by Golf Digest, I think it is, and just one of the best. And I always remind people about this time of year when you kind of think you're running out of summer, right? You're just sort of that, kids are going back to school, summer's over. Bully Pulpit, it doesn't end with summer. It goes well into October. They're golfing out here well into fall. So.
And it is so delightfully beautiful here. If you said that there were 144 golfers out on the course today, well, they've all just disappeared amongst the cottonwoods and down along the Little Missouri and back up into the Badlands. It's a beautiful beautiful place to visit, and of course, it's just a portion of the Badlands that extend throughout the region. We were just discussing, you've got this wonderful giveaway up in Watford City, the beautiful Oxbow Overlook and others in the North Unit. We here in Medora are the gateway to the South Unit. Every night, the wonderful Medora musical celebrating all things patriotic and giving thanks to our creator that gave us this wonderful bounty. But of course, my favorite spot is the third unit of Theodore Roosevelt National Park, the Elkhorn Ranch Unit. Some call my ranch site the cradle of conservation for some of the early writings that I did about preserving our game and our wildlife habitat and using our natural resources in a wise way.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free number. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here as well, back at the studios, making sure we're on time. And he's feeding the text into us, so if you got a text comment, welcome at it, 701-226-8503, or you can call us 258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to email. David Horowitz is one of my favorite commentators on race. He really has this well, and he wrote a column I saw a couple days ago called The Real Race War. And so I asked him to come on. He agreed to and is supposed to be on here in a couple of minutes, so stay tuned for that coming up. More folks from Bully Pulpit. TR will be here for the whole show, and your calls, questions, and comments, welcome. This is a question from a listener. How did your political views differ from FDR?
Oh, well, of course, the most immediate is that Franklin was a member of the democracy. We were both progressives, but in a historical sense of the word progressive at our time, there was a great deal of power concentrated on Wall Street and a great deal of power concentrated in the unionized workers' movement, some of which, on both hands, could be quite violent. The need for government to be an impartial referee to make sure that the constitutional rights of the people and of those people of means and ownership and also that the working man and working woman, everyone was was entitled to a square deal. Some say that President Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal was phonetically a combination of my square deal and the new nationalism of which I spoke in Osawatomie, Kansas in 1910, prior to my 1912 campaign. But of course, the issue of getting the country through the Great Depression and through the Second World War, the greatest difference probably programmatically between our administrations was that I primarily presided over a time of peace and great economic growth in the country, and President Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, had to deal with the Depression and that terrible conflagration, the Second World War.
I mentioned earlier we were trying to track down David Horowitz for our scheduled interview. We've got him on the phone now. Let's let him join the conversation with TR and I here live from Medora, noted conservative commentator, New York Times bestselling author, founder and CEO of the David Horowitz Freedom Center in Los Angeles, and author of The Black Book of the American Left. David Horowitz, nice to have you back on What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Thank you. Nice to be following Teddy Roosevelt.
And he's going to stick around. He's got a couple questions for you, too. So what's the real race war? We've seen the race war the media wants us to see, the American left wants us to see. You see a different race war. What is it?
Well, a fake race war is the war against white supremacy and white nationalism. Look, this was a national demonstration. These guys applied for a permit. So why would they apply for a permit if they were out to start violence? They wanted to defend a statue of Robert E. Lee. They were attacked by Antifa, the two left-wing fascist organizations, Antifa and Black Lives Matter. That's where all the violence came from. Except for even the car. I don't know how they call this a terrorist act. Terrorists just deliberately go and mow down people. This was a fight. This guy deserves the full extent of the law punishment. But he felt attacked, and he was attacking, you know, and everything got out of hand. Anyway, so that's the fake race war, which everybody is now getting up on their podiums and saying, oh, I'm anti-slavery. I'm anti-Nazi. Who isn't? 500 people they got, these alt-right people, and a national demonstration. That's ridiculous. It's when leftists call for a national demonstration, they get 100,000 people. 500 isn't going to affect this country in any significant way. The real race war is what this is about. First of all, this fake race war in Charlottesville and all the chest thumping about white supremacy and slavery is part of the seditious Democratic Party movement to overthrow the government, the duly elected government, and get rid of Trump. This is all about Trump and their attacks on him. So that the guy who says over and over he condemns Nazism, he condemns white supremacy, and then he has one thing he shouldn't have said, which might be true or not. There's some fine people there. And, you know, they're all dumping on him. The real race war is the identity race war. The Democratic Party now is driven by identity politics, which are anti-American and racist. You don't judge people by their skin color, by their national origin, by their gender, and their economic status. That's what Marxists do. What America is about is that it's a country that was formed by people from many different nationalities and countries and religions who said, in the eyes of God, we're all equal. Therefore, government has to treat us equally. Therefore, we're going to judge people on the basis of their merit. It's what Martin Luther King said. Judge people on the content of their character, on what the individuals have done. You don't judge them by race. That's the American way. The left has this phrase, people of color. And first of all, that's not English. We don't say, here's a box of crayons of color, do it. It's French, actually. Of course, if you say colored people, you're a racist. But what does people of color do? Well, look, the descendants of the Spanish conquistadors in Mexico, they're people of color. They're victims of the descendants of the indigenous Indians whom they slaughtered. They're people of color, too. Maharajas in India are people of color. Islamic beheaders in Syria, they're people of color. Everybody in the world is people of color, except guess who? White people. So it's white people who are the bad guys and white people who are the oppressors, because that's the whole idea. You say people of color, you're thinking, oh, they're oppressed. No, but, you know, no, there's plenty of people of color who aren't oppressed. The vast majority aren't oppressed. And by the way,
you gave us a lot to think about there. Hang on, David. We're going to have to take a break. Come back and finish on the other side of the break. See, Fox News doesn't let anybody go that long, right? But what's on your mind? We want to listen. We want to actually understand, perspectives. And there's one I appreciate that I think should be more a part of this debate, for sure. I want TR's take on his answer and more with David Horowitz coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denhuser of Marion. Soybean farmers are currently dealing with herbicide-resistant weeds like water hemp, kochia, common ragweed, and others. Scouting fields and mapping problem areas can help prepare you for the next year. Developing weed maps and monitoring changes over time allow farmers to implement an effective strategy for control. There are many tools available to assist in the mapping process, such as GPS yield monitors, planting monitors, handheld GPS units, drones, imagery, or just highlighting areas on your FSA maps. Having a good map and history can be very beneficial in making tillage, seed trait, and herbicide decisions for years to come. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's Teddy Roosevelt think about coal?
We burned coal in our fireplace in New York City, and of course we burned coal at the ranch. We went out and filled up coal by the wagon load.
I'm bully for coal.
I'm bully for coal as well. I do believe that all of the above is not just a phrase. It's a point of fact, the way our economy runs.
North Dakota, 900-year supply of economically recoverable coal right now. clean, affordable, you know, and by the way, reliable energy. Big deal in North Dakota with hot days and cold nights and, you know, our weather extremes.
Trust in science. Carbon sequestration. I'd like to be involved in researching that issue. It'll come.
This is one of the reasons I love Donald Trump, right? Because most of Washington and the politicians dance around, oh, cool, dirty, you know, we got to get it cleaner, and, you know, the whole thing. What did he say? First of all, I believe he's president because of his support of the coal industry and what happened with
West Virginia,
right.
Pennsylvania, Ohio.
Absolutely. What did he say? And he said it again and again. Clean, beautiful coal. That's what he says. And that's the part that I think is so great about the president.
And we say the beautiful Badlands, and as we look out, look at the coal veins showing themselves right here the sloughs across the river.
Unbelievable.
Fully.
I love it. And 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income. And by the way, if you go to SecureEnergyFuture.org, you can become a real powerful advocate for coal, too. SecureEnergyFuture.org, one of our fine sponsors, the Coalition of the Secure Energy Future on What's On Your Mind. We are live in Medora. Teddy Roosevelt is here. David Horowitz is here. We are in the middle of a race war.
Would you give me an opportunity to properly thank Mr. Horowitz, sir, for your writings, for your service to this republic, and for being on the radio program here, heard throughout the greater upper Midwest. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on the radio with you today, Mr. Horowitz.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And
of a war which will determine the future of the country, by the way. The left wants to redefine it. They want to do away with the kind. Look, they start with the statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Well, what about the documents they wrote, like the Constitution? And the left wants to do away with that, too. It's a very dangerous slope we're on right now. And I hope everybody gets active. That's the key. The vast majority of Americans will reject the program of the left. But it's only if they're active, only if people get active.
The highest office in the land is not president, it is citizen. And how each and every one of us completes our duties as a citizen will determine the future of this country.
Don't sit on the sidelines. You're absolutely right. You told me a really interesting story about your time as police commissioner.
This, of course, Mr. Horowitz and listeners, was 1896. And as police commissioner of New York, the Jewish community in New York City came to me and lobbied me. They wanted to prohibit a hateful German anti-Semitic preacher from making a public pronouncement at Carnegie Hall. I explained our First Amendment and that I had no authority whatsoever to keep this man from making his hateful statements. But when that man appeared on the stage at Carnegie Hall as president of the Board of New York City Police Commissioners, I made sure that his First Amendment rights and the rights of the public to enjoy peace and tranquility, that those were protected by Officer Feingold, Officer Goldberg, Officer Abramowitz, and the message was sent throughout the community that we did not agree one bit with the hateful words of that man, but we were not going to overreact by prohibiting that man and making him a martyr to a hateful cause.
That's the way to do it, Eddie. It's funny how people really can't handle the First Amendment. I mean, the left is in full war mode in our university, and restricting free speech in their universities there in Minnesota are, too. Really terrible and tragic. First Amendment is the most important amendment. That's why it's the first. If you don't have the right to free speech and freely assemble, you don't have any rights because they can take them away.
Here's my question. Using Charlottesville as an example to take your point, Mr. Horowitz, about free speech, nobody's suggesting that be shut down. And as you pointed out, you know, the folks that applied for the permit there telegraphed with their plans, what they were going to do and everything else. I'm struggling with the idea of saying, okay, put a perimeter around them, let them say whatever they're going to say, and don't even... I mean, pay no attention to it. I mean, when the media flocks in there,
But there was an illegal demonstration. The leftists had no permit to demonstrate in that park. And what happened is that since the police in Charlottesville are run by left-wing politicians who are on the side of the, well, they're fascistic in my view. They prevented the police from doing their job. They gave them an order to stand down. That's what happened.
And they should have been arrested. I don't know why this hasn't been examined more, but that whole situation was handled horribly.
Every demonstration that Black Lives Matter is at, or Antifa, shutting down bridges, occupying streets, they're all illegal. No, and George Soros is funding them. They should all be in jail.
No, and you're exactly right. By the way, that
of lawlessness. We have to enforce the law, and that's why it's so important that Trump survive all these attacks and Jeff Sessions stay there as Attorney General, and they'll get it done. But the people have to come out and rally behind them.
That's great advice. By the way, this exact same thing happened 1 year ago today, and for a better part of the last year in North Dakota over a pipeline. That was lawlessness. And by the way, Black Lives Matter was here part of it. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe went to meet with Black Lives Matter officials. And how do we do this? How do we protest? Taking things out of their playbook. And again, absolute lawlessness on federal land without a permit, and impossible to arrest them because the federal government wasn't enforcing their own rules. And so we had month after month after month, so same deal.
Our problem is we've had generations of politicians, Republicans and Democrats, who will not enforce the law against the left. That's the problem.
That's good. That's a good point. David, we appreciate your time today very much. He is the founder and CEO of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, author of the book, The Black Book of the American Left, and a great voice on this very important issue. I think the most important thing I heard today was get involved, and on that we certainly can agree. Thank you, David. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to squeeze in a call. Looks like Clinton Bismarck has a question. What's your mind?
I just wanted to comment on Spidely / Holden there. That guy there, I've voted Republican most of my life, definitely lean conservative, and he never has been able to decide if he's a Democrat or Republican. And, when Obama... When we had policemen shot and he didn't stand up, take a stand for what was right, I didn't hear the people like Holden make comments against Obama, but these guys are representing North Dakota and Trump has been a voice for North Dakota, and even this Kramer that comes on here, and he's a politician. He's smooth, he's slick, he's always got the answer for everything. He tells us what we want to hear. Those guys' office in Bismarck, the federal building.
All right, we got to go, Clint. We'll finish on the other side of the
energy development. That's the goal of the new left, according to Craig Stevens of GAIN. Grow America's infrastructure now. We spoke with him recently about whether it's time to move on past the protest of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. He says it's not over.
That's the problem. It's not over. It's not over there in North Dakota. It's not over along that line. We're going to continue to see, I think, disruption. We're also seeing protests in every interstate pipeline that's currently under construction. It is the new playbook. It is a costume business, I think, for any infrastructure company, but is the new playbook for the left. And what they're trying to do is stop energy development in this country. They're trying to stop the heart of energy development by cutting off the veins of energy infrastructure. And we're seeing that all over this country. And if that happens, we're going to rely more on foreign sources of energy. It's going to hamper our economy, and it's going to cost tens of thousands of people who work on these lines their jobs.
Protests are still happening on the Dakota Access Pipeline, and as you heard, on other energy infrastructure projects across the USA. This still matters. Thanks, Craig. That's another radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Thanks for listening, and join us again soon.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Better than Earth, Wind, and Fire and a view like You Can't Believe, Bully for Medora, with the one and only Teddy Roosevelt. Okay, oh, did Clint go? Clint's gone. I'm sorry. I didn't think he was quite finished because I wasn't clear if he was being critical of Congressman Kramer. It was quite clear that he was being critical of Senator Hoeven. But he said something about D.C. offices, and I wanted to let him finish. Sometimes we get to a break, and it's just impossible to get a comment in before you go to the break. And I understand you can't hear that the music's starting. And so, Clint, I was willing to let you finish there, but if you want to call back, you certainly can. Let me say this about Senator Hoeven. And, you know, the comment, the criticism was he can't decide if he's a Republican or Democrat. If you look at John Hoeven's record, okay, let's just take his record as United States Senator and what he's attempted to get done during the Obama years and what he's working on now in the Trump years. You'd say it matches darn near word for word with the Trump administration. Now, one area where I got to give a caveat, I'm still a little confused on his position on repeal and replace of Obamacare and why he was one of the Republican no votes. Until it came down to the effort where McCain was no, he was a yes, okay, and so he was there. He was with Trump on that last Obamacare vote. But I know there were some comments that were a little bit confusing. But I mean, the record's pretty clear there. I think where I would disagree with him sometimes is this sort of carefulness with the communication. And I think what happens is the Democrats are very good at this. Democrats really, really, for one, Democrats dominate newsrooms. That's just a fact. And so there is a sympathetic kind of let's help them, let's go get them. And so, for instance, I think on this Charlottesville situation, he's getting a ton of media requests to say, what about this? What about that? What about that? My counsel and suggestion would be, you don't need to answer every one of these. In other words, you don't have to say this. And I think there's sort of the carefulness with the Democrats. In the case of Senator Hoeven, Congressman Kramer, and every other elected Republican in North Dakota, hear me. North Dakota is dominated by good, God-fearing, common-sense Republican conservatives. Okay? Dominated. And that's a word I'll use again. Dominated. Don't believe me? Look at the makeup of our legislature. Look at who's in Congress. Three people, two of them who were elected overwhelmingly with ginormous numbers and have been again and again, and one who squeaked in by 3,000 votes because she ran against a very ineffective Republican campaign. All right? So the Trump base in North Dakota is 80-20 versus, the people that the newspapers are trying to placate by getting answers for the Democratic Party. Does any of that make sense, Teddy?
I don't disagree with anything that you've observed here, Mr. Hannon.
Yeah.
I do believe that we do want to reiterate that here in Medora, and I think people will find throughout North Dakota, there's a truth to North Dakota nice, the way neighbors treat one another.
Yeah.
The congregations at the churches here throughout North Dakota in the synagogues, they're full of Republicans and Democrats and Independents. And a lot of citizens who are just about ready to say a pox upon all the political houses. You've got good public servants here through your electoral and appointed process. I don't cast my ballot in North Dakota right now. I come here for the summertime, for the enjoyment of Medora. We invite each and every one of you to come and join us here. We like to have our conversations at the breakfast table and at the coffee shop. Try to share our opinions on how to make this country a better place. But I wouldn't want our conversations to be driven by the sort of hubbub and nonsense that I see on the 24-hour news channels.
It's different here. There's no question. How do we take what we do and how we do it and maybe hone that a little bit and put it on fire in the other 49 states?
I can give you a counsel that I was glad to give in the way of an introduction to a Bible that was given to each of our soldiers that went off to World War I. Good citizens, if you'd like to reflect on what a blessed people we are and what a wonderful inheritance we have, think of those who've sacrificed that we might live free and prosperous, including a century ago over 130,000 young Americans, including 243 from the state of North Dakota, who gave their lives in the First World War. And my introduction emphasized the Micah mandate. The Lord has been good to thee, and what does he require of thee, O man? But to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Let's get back to some of the basics in this country. Treat one another with love and respect, and realize that our political differences are just those. They're political differences over which we should be able to have some conversation and eventually give trust to those people that we've given the power and authority of government. Pray for them, and then if they're rapscallions and scoundrels, vote them out at the next election.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I love you.
Oh, I love you as well, my brother.
Gosh almighty, it's why I come to Medora.
All right.
Clear all those cobwebs out. It's why you did, right?
All right, and I'm so very
delighted
to know that your daughter and her friends are here enjoying Medora. It's a place to bring your children and your grandchildren. And yes, every night at the Medora Musical, we stand and give thanks for our veterans and our active duty. We sing together the words of the Star-Spangled Banner, and we watch a musical that celebrates this country and the bounty given to us by our Creator.
1-800-MEDORA-1, by the way, to take it all in. We're going to also give you a little update on the Bully Pulpit Golf Course. We're looking for Casey. He'll be joining us shortly.
Bully, our professional, Mr. Casey Moan.
Yes.
He makes golf a good game.
Gosh, does he ever. they have the academy on here where you can hone that game a little bit and the whole works. So let's see. Lots of calls waiting. Let's get back to it. Bob in Brandon, Minnesota. You're on What's On Your Mind, Bob.
Hi, Scott. I love you, too.
I think we started a trend here.
And by the way, the border is open. You can all come from Minnesota and come enjoy Medora, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're thinking about it. Hey, my one frustration I've been hearing lately with the whole Charlottesville is everybody keeps referring to these groups as the alt-left and the alt-right, and the way I see them is it has to be considered left and right, is that really both groups should be on the left. I don't really like that categorization. So I would consider them the old Democrat Confederate versus the new modern-day Democrat Party. I think that would be more accurate. And I don't know why people accept this phrase that it's the alt-right. I do not.
I would say again, the left, the Democratic Party machine, the media, very, very good at this. Very good at this. They invent labels, and then we have to assume that label. So I couldn't agree with you anymore. But it's just how it happens. And that's, again, part of the overwhelming amount of liberals that populate newsrooms. That's the way they think. They come up with the labels, and then they just go. And then that's what it is. You know, it's just, and this is yet another example of it, Bob. Well said. Appreciate that very much. Robert, what's on your mind? You're next. It doesn't tell me here where you are.
Well, I listen to KFOR religiously, and God bless America and go Trump. My girlfriend is black, and I'm white, and we are finally living together. We love each other. We sit down and watch the news together. And what this race war is doing to the United States is just sad. We look at it and we talk, and then you try to go to bed and get sleep. And it's just crazy what these activists are doing to our country. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man, that's hard to hear. It's hard to hear. But I think that's that makes it real when you know it's doing that kind of damage. And I think that goes back to what TR said here and what David Horowitz said. Citizens have to engage. Citizens have to get involved. That's the only way you're able to watch that television set in the evening news and not have to have that pit in your stomach when you go to bed. So,
and sir, I wish you and your family all the best. The future of the country really is bright, based upon the love and care that we show for one another in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our communities. We really do have the opportunity to make this world a better place by the actions that we take for our own selves, our families, and for our neighbors and friends.
Appreciate the call, Robert. All the best to you. Check in again, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Chad in Fargo, Richard in Grand Forks, we're going to get to you in a moment as well. The PGA Pro at Bully Pulpit, Casey Moen is here. Casey, how are you?
Very well, very well. How are you guys?
Tremendously well. We're at the Bully Pulpit.
Yeah.
I've told him how the name came about as well.
And we've sat here for a couple hours shooting the bull, and Casey's been working his rear off along with the whole team here with 144 golfers out there today?
There is. Full boat, API practice round. I'd like to say it's work, but it's more fun for me than anything.
So. They make it look easy here at the Bully Pulpit. They've got such a wonderful staff, everyone out on the golf course and everyone here at the pro shop. It's a wonderful operation that Mr. Moen runs.
What do you want people to know about the courses here?
You know, it gets better as the season goes on. You know, we've had some cooler temperatures here. The turf grass itself is just in phenomenal shape, and really there's just a lot of summer and a lot of season left for golf. I know school's about to start and whatnot. The musical's down to less than 20 nights, but the golf course is open through the end of October, so we're excited to give it a fall run.
That is fantastic. What kind of comments do you get from people who play the course for the first time? Even, you know, I always say it ought to be a requirement of citizenship in North Dakota to go to Medora once a year. And I honestly believe that because it's amazing how many North Dakotans I run into that have not been here. But for folks that, you know, North Dakotans or whatever, they play the course for the first time, what do they say?
You know, it's what they've heard about. So it's an expectation. It's an experience. And we try to exceed the expectation, you know, and usually that's what it is. It's a bucket list. You know, they play it once a year. It becomes a tradition now. We're in our 14th, 15th golfing season now, so it's starting to become traditions for some families. And, you know, I truly believe that without the golf course, Medora wouldn't be the same, and it's fun to see that. So
I remember when it was added, it just was a fabulous addition, you know. You like pounding the white ball around there?
I do not myself. I don't play the game very well. It's perhaps a lack of athletic coordination.
You and me both.
My successor, William Howard Taft, was quite the golfer, and so many of the presidents have been. Really more of a pugilist myself. So if any of your listeners would like to come out for a good boxing exhibition or a jiu-jitsu wrestling match, I'm on.
And Casey, are there still the academy? You still got golf lessons?
We do, yeah. Still running the vacation golf school, teaching a lot. So yeah, I mean, if folks are looking to get a little better here before the end of the season, certainly always available. And it's part of my day that's probably the most enjoyable as well, just sharing the passion of the game, what I love to do with others, and growing the game.
Anything else you want folks to know?
Medora.com, 1-800-MEDORA-1. Like I said, lots of season left. The fall is the best time to come out here and play, so please call us and get out here.
All the way through October.
And I will add, even if you're a beginning golfer like me, come on out and enjoy the great outdoors. A few hours on the Bully Pulpit's a great way to spend the day.
I'm a total hack, but I love it. The kids love it, and just the beauty of it, rolling around the cart, it's so awesome. Thanks, Coach Casey. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bully.
Bully for Medora. More coming up, folks.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's a big month of InterOffice Furniture and Design, and Levi's here to tell us more about what is happening. Sounds like it's an exciting time, huh?
Of course, Scott. We always have something exciting going on at InterOffice. The month of August is no exception. We're actually having our showroom refresh sale. We always try to keep our best and newest trends on the floor, but have limited space and need to make room for some of the new things we saw at Neocon. So the entire month of August, we're going to be offering 50% off our showroom furniture. So we're looking at 50% off the lowest ticketed price. That's going to include our clearance items. In fact, we even have a few classic Aerons that you'll be able to purchase for around $225. Standard prices, we're usually looking $700 to $1,200.
This is the time to buy, folks. Desks, will they be available too?
Yeah, we have a few modular workstations available, and we even have a beautiful maple wood veneer desk in Credenza. So if you have a small business or just starting out, the sale is right up your alley. You'll be able to get top-quality commercial-grade furniture at unbelievable prices.
And if you mention you heard this ad on the flag, an additional 10% off your showroom purchase, so you could receive a total of 60% off the items on the showroom, and this is some of the most innovative furniture you'll find anywhere. Stop on out to Inner Office Showroom Refresh Sale, August only. Get there early. Items won't last long, and don't forget to mention AM 1100 The Flag. Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, InnerOfficeFargo.com, or call 232-3013.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Our final segment for the week on What's On Your Mind, ladies and gentlemen, live from the one and only Medora. Adore it. Explore it, Medora. I love that line. Adore it, explore it, Medora. And we're, of course, brought to you in part. Todd, do you have the call of the day from the last show? We're going to take a couple more calls here in a moment. We have Chad in Fargo, Richard in Grand Forks, Brent in Hillsboro going to join us here. But we celebrate a caller every show. And, by the way, Mondays will be that gentleman that called to talk about making it personal and how all this race stuff on your TV rips your,
right,
you know,
right,
family discussions apart, for crying out loud. A good one. But with so many great calls here, it's hard to pick one. It's not hard to pick a turnkey solution for the well site, and that's my good friends at Delta Constructors. Call them first. 406-250-8151. Eric.
online at deltaconstructors.net. Here's the call of the day from yesterday. Roll it. Hamlin? All right. Trust me, it was a really good call. Did you like the call? Yeah,
it was. Yeah, it was calls coming in and stuff. Which call were you looking for?
That's all right. Let me go to these guys that have been waiting. I'll double up on Monday. Trust me. Chad and Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I just think that America's at a crossroads. We either accept the First Amendment and free speech, or we don't. And in Fargo, we've been fouling in the local government for years. I know kids and my own kids have experienced this. Kids that are Christians or traditional views or conservative constitutional views have been bullied, shouted down in classrooms, told by instructors and public high school teachers that they should just be quiet. I know kids that have been punched for expressing their viewpoints at school. And I think it's anyone right now. This radical element on the left is not that radical. It's the left. It's Democrats. It's Heidi Heitkamp. They support this action, this violence directed at people that voice their opinion and disagree with them. And you could see it in a conference the other day with Trump. That one, the female reporter, she was upset that Trump equated the far left people with the Nazis. She could not understand it. That's how they've been raised. They see the left violence as being all right, and we are in a dangerous position in our country, I think.
Great comments. Appreciate the call very much. I'm going to keep rolling here so I can get everybody in, but well said. Richard Grand Forks, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. A comment on what you said about Senator Hoeven and Representative Kramer guarding their answers when they talk to the press. One of the things I think they forget or overlook is what got Trump elected, and that was the courage to speak what was on his mind and what he thought without regard to being politically correct with reporters. And this is something that they should keep in mind, I believe. Thanks. That's
I want their candor, yeah, right? And you know, Congressman Kramer doesn't seem to answer to the degree that Senator Hoeven does every question that comes from the media and feel like you have to answer. I think Senator Hoeven is just being what he sees as courteous in answering their questions. My point is they don't get to determine, you know, your which questions you answer or not. Why is it when Donald Trump says something that we expect every member of the North Dakota delegation to tell us what they think about it? Give me a break. Who invented that rule? I thought Tom Campbell answered it very well. When he was asked by me and others, you know, what about Donald Trump? Is he going to be part of your campaign? Is that going to be something you're going to shy away from? He said, I support the Trump agenda. Well, just say that over and over, right? What about Donald Trump? He said this, he said that, he said, it goes to your point earlier, Teddy. It's much more important what you do than what you say. So stop answering for what he says and talk about what he's doing, because on that we agree.
There's a great deal to be done internationally and domestically. Let's all get about doing our jobs for a little while and maybe stop listening and reacting to the nonsense.
Exactly. A texter says, Hoeven is having a Farm Bill drought meeting at Farmers Union in Jamestown next week. It's clear he's a Democrat. Well, I mean, certainly the Farmers Union is a liberal Democratic organization, but I don't know that John Hoeven going there at their request makes him a Democrat, but, I appreciate the comment. Brent Hillsborough, last call of the day. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I just wanted to comment on the person that talked about these activists that are disturbing him and his wife. It's not the activists that are doing this. There are so few activists that it's not going to make a difference. It's the media that's doing this. It's the media that they repeat and repeat that Donald Trump is a racist. You got guys like Juan Williams every night repeating the same thing. He's a racist. He hates immigrants. Conservatives, we don't hate anybody. We love immigrants, but we don't like illegal immigrants. It's illegal immigrants.
All good points, Brent. Very good points. And by the way, the media does amplify those small amount of voices. I've said that again and again. These racist sickos are 0.03% of the American public. 10 seconds, 15 seconds, your best on why folks should come to Medora.
Because it is a bully place for your families. Visit Medora.com or call 1-800-MEDORA-1. Come see Teddy Roosevelt at the Old Town Hall Theater.
I'll be there today at 3:30.
Bully.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
See you Monday,
folks. It takes to have a really good job. A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks. Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.